against number 13, Trevin Phillips. That's his fourth. So that's four for him. Sheridan and for Lakers, and Phillips for Carroll. Very similar body types, each with four fouls. At the free throw line, Sheridan shooting two. This first one bounces all the way around and rolls in.
That was a pinball.
So Sheridan's first free throw is good. He now has 10 points. Phillips sits down with four fouls for the Carroll Tigers. 46-40. Carroll leading by 6 points. Second free throw from Sheridan. This one is good as well. 5-point ball game, 46-41. 6:51 left in the fourth quarter. Foster across midcourt, pushing tempo into the corner, and this one's tipped away into the hands of Lakers' Garrett Bowles. And another turnover. That's 23 for Carroll. Into the corner, Carson Bitter, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Cotton. Cotton across midcourt to Tyler Foster, slows things down. 28 feet from the hoop. Foster, no one around him. 6:22 left in the fourth, 46-41. Cotton dribbling at the top of the key to Foster, into the corner to Graves. Graves inside to Strachan. Strachan hits it for two. The jump shot is good.
That's a big shot right there.
And his first field goal of the night. Siegfried out of control, puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound to Graves, who's had some very intangible moments tonight so far for Carroll. 48-41, 5:55 left in the fourth. Cotton dribbling at the top of the key, and Carson Bender fouls him. Didn't move his feet, and that'll be the fourth against Bender. And the fifth team foul against the Lakers. Campbell will be inbounding for Carroll. Siegfried sits down. And they keep Carson Bender out there with four fouls.
From here on out, you have to contest everything.
Campbell inbounds to Foster. Foster back to Campbell, right wing. Feeds it to Strachan inside the lane for the jump shot. No good. Rebound still loose. And off of Foster, saves it and bounces it off of Carson Bender. The heads-up play from Tyler Foster, just the junior. So Carroll ball, when all said and done, leading by 7 points. 5:43 left in the fourth, 48-41. Foster goes to the safety valve at midcourt to Campbell to inbound. Starts his dribble. One dribble over to Graves. Into the corner. Back to Graves, to Campbell, left wing.
Lakers in a 2-3 zone, and they're sitting back on their heels.
Kind of what USA did to Flint Beecher. Strachan at the high post to Cotton, left wing. Pops the three. No. Rebound still loose and brought in by Sheridan. And there's a foul there, and this will go against Caleb Cotton. And now he has four fouls. But we walk the length of the court, and this puts Anthony Sheridan at the free throw line, shooting two shots due to the double bonus.
Well, that gives you a coaching opportunity, too. Like, are you taking that three?
We have a full timeout called by Carroll with 5:18 left in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Carroll 48, Lakers 41, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you're one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us. But more on that later. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Everybody get up.
Sheridan at the free throw line shooting two, and this one has no legs behind it, and it bounces out, no good. So it remains a 7-point lead for Carroll. One more free throw coming for Anthony Sheridan, the sophomore at the free throw line. Now 2 for 4 in the quarter from the free throw line. Check that. 2 for 5. Rebound brought in by Stregan for the Caro Tigers.
Now let's see if the young men from Caro is going to be a little bit more smarter on this possession.
26 rebounds for Caro, 18 for Lakers. Story of the night, though, turnovers. Lakers with 24, Caro with 23. 5 minutes left in regulation. Caro slowing things down. Lakers still in that zone defense. Campbell over to Graves, splitting the top of the key, passing it back and forth. To the high post to Strachan. Strachan takes the jump shot off the mark. No good. Rebound brought in by Sheridan. Here come the Lakers. First rebound in the quarter for the Lakers. Mind you, they haven't had a turnover in 3.5 minutes. Sheridan back out to Williams, and we have a timeout. Timeout called by Eric Wisner. The first timeout called by Lakers the entire evening. With 4:33 left in the regulation. John Mooney, we'll stick with you here. What do you think Eric Wisner is saying up? Going back to a man-to-man offense or defense?
Or if you're going to do it out of the zone, you got to go ahead and pressure, and you got to go ahead and make sure that you've got that next pass covered. I mean, you always look for that that first outlet option. And if you have it covered, you got a layup. At this point in time, if they're just going to sit back in the zone, this game is over and Carroll's going to win it. So they have to come out there and really pressure the Caro Tigers. Now, if the Caro Tigers have floor awareness and everything to go ahead and pass fake, move the ball around and everything, that's going to negate anything and everything that the Lakers are trying to do right now.
4:33 left in the regulation. Lakers inbounds to Bowles. Bowles down to Sheridan in the corner, and this one's tipped out of bounds by a purple jersey. The Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio, 4:29. 48-41, Caro leading. Lakers inbounding. Inbound to Bowles. Bowles into Siegfried in the between the high and low post. The hook shot's no good. Rebound brought in by Foster. Here come the Tigers with a 7-point lead.
This ought to be contested right here, Clark.
On the road at Lakers. Campbell to Graves. Tigers looking for their second win on the season. On the give and go, and stolen away by Siegfried. Aaron pass. Siegfried over to Bowles, and Bowles puts it in for his first points of the evening. And we have a timeout called by Eric Wisner with 5-point game, 3:59 left in the fourth, 48-43. 30-second timeout will return in 30 right here on the WNLW Sports Network. Caro 48, Lakers 43.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Coming out of the timeout, Caro inbounds and they try to feed it inside to Campbell, and number 4 Mason Dubes is there to plow him over. That'll be his first Lakers 6, so 1-1 for Caro the rest of the way out. And they inbound this one to Stregan. Stregan over to Campbell, 3:50 left in regulation. Campbell dribbling at midcourt, now picks up, he's in trouble. Tyler Foster bails him out. Stregan inside the lane, gets fouled when he's trying to receive that pass. And this puts Stregan to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Foul goes against number 2, Mason Pasek. That's his third for the Lakers, team 7th. Strachan's at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He's 1-for-2 on the evening so far from the charity stripe. 3:46 left in the fourth quarter. First free throw is up. This one's good. So he gets another one. Substitutions for the Lakers. Binder and Sheridan come in. Going with a little more size here. Sitting down will be number 5, Sam Gosta, and number 14, Mason Williams.
Now the question is when does Trevin Phillips come back in?
Trevin Phillips with 4 fouls on the bench, had 10 points in the third quarter alone. Free throw's no good, but the rebound is brought in by Caro, but this one's no good from Chris Walker. And rebound Lakers. Trailing by 6, Carson Bitter pops the 3, air balls. Rebound by Siegfried. Siegfried down the lane. The floater's no good. And this